going to open the Catuit Fire District Prudential Committee Space Needs Assessment Pre-Proposal Meeting on April 30th, 2018, at 10 a.m. Could I have a roll call, please?
Lisa Mycock Kelly, Prudential.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Stan Goldstein, Prudential.
Okay. I didn't have it on the agenda, but I'd like to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So, do either of you gentlemen have any questions about the proposal for the space needs assessment?
Yes.
Can you go to the microphone and introduce yourself, please?
Is Amy recording?
Yeah. Amy, are you recording? You're supposed to tell us when you're recording, okay?
Amy, go ahead. Recording.
Hi, Tim Sawyer, Brown Lindquist, Financial Neighbor Architects. I've got a bunch of questions, but I'll answer a few, and if they're not touched on when you guys describe it, I'll answer the others, or ask the others. I wanted to confirm, are there three sites that are being looked at?
Yes.
And
well, actually four.
Oh, four, okay.
Yeah.
And on each site, you would be looking for full schematic building plans, geotechnical, code analysis, utilities, LEED scorecard, and all of that for each of the sites?
I don't think that was necessarily the goal. The goal to view the sites, and please, by all means, jump in, if particularly you, Stan, since you owned this baby in the beginning, to review the sites in the use of the space in those particular sites by the various offices that are located there. What our plan for today was, we're meeting here, this is a district building. We have the water department headquarters, the fire department headquarters, and another property that the district has acquired that is was a former plumbing store, which is the property is adjacent to the fire department. And so we weren't necessarily, or please again jump in, looking for major changes to the existing structures, but really, should we utilize this new space that we've acquired to provide better facilities for our employees?
I'd agree with that. You know, to summarize it effectively, we'd just like you to look at the other sites and see how we're scattered around, and how does that work? How would that fit into the new site, to the building that we, not the building that we bought, space that we have on that property, because that building is we've got some engineering reports, and you know, some people don't want to walk through it even. So that's it. So we're not looking to see if we can move to each one of the individual sites, the water and the firehouse, but we're looking to figure how do we coalesce the district businesses that are at those individual sites into one site.
We need more room.
Right.
We need action.
Okay. and we just want to do that, you know, in an appropriate manner, given what we have now, our future needs. We're not in the business of particularly acquiring real estate on a regular basis. I don't know when the last time we acquired any place for office space, not certainly in my lifetime.
1939, I believe.
Okay. So it's not really a review of the existing structures so much as how we're using those structures and how we can best facilitate a new structure on the 56 High Street?
56 High Street.
56 High Street.
We're required by law to have a clerk's office, which we've never had. So that was one of the reasons for purchasing that property, along with being it adjacent, excuse me, to the fire department. That's the real concern about how we can use that space
Okay, so it's looking at the other sites for how you currently utilize those office areas, and that's going to frame the ultimate program and how you design a new facility at the 56 High Street?
Yep.
Correct.
Okay. There was a mention of a LEED scorecard. Is the intention that it would be a LEED certified building?
I can't answer that question. I don't know. Okay, I read the documents, but you know, I'm not 7C familiar. Kind of thing. I'm really, you know, I know how to spell 7C, but that's about it. You know, it's a legal document, so I don't know right now.
Only if we were required to by law.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if we're required to by law. No.
No.
Okay. Then the likelihood is no. I mean, okay. This is not, you know, obviously, this isn't going to be a giant project, but for our district, it's a big project. And so, you know, we obviously want to be in compliance with any requirements, but beyond that, you know, okay. It's going to be a lot of money for our district to do this.
Yeah, LEED certification doesn't make it any cheaper.
Excellent. Thank you for that.
Is there an existing building at the 56?
Yes. Okay. It's 1897. It was the Nickerson Plumbers building.
It's actually a building and a three-car. Is it a three-car?
Three-car garage.
Freestanding garage on the property.
Has any environmental assessment been done on that site when it was acquired, or any hazmat report done on the building or anything like that?
No. Okay. The only thing that we've done is we've been to the Historic Commission, and they put an 18-month hold on any demolition and hope somebody would want it.
So the intent would be that it would be raised and a new building put in place?
I think so. You know, it's not, there's problems with the structure. When you go in and into the main room, you'll see that there doesn't appear to be any support posts for the second floor, which apparently they removed.
They're in the way.
Yeah, right.
Item number four under the project objectives, it mentions identification of privately owned land that would meet the district's needs. Is that not really relevant because the site has, sounds like it's already been determined?
Okay. Yeah.
Geotechnical assessment and analysis, would that be included in the scope of services or done as a reimbursable?
I'm not even sure what that is. Is that to test for groundwater?
No, basically it's prior to constructing a building, you need to have a pretty good understanding of what the load capacity for the soils is, and that's going to influence your structural design for the foundation. So typically those aren't necessarily done in a feasibility study. Sometimes they can be, but it's once you know where the building is going to go and you're pretty confident, that's at the point when you would do a geotech, because they're not inexpensive. For a single site, $3,500 to $4,000 is the cost. They bring a drilling rig out, they do borings and logs to indicate what the soil strata is, and then that goes to the structural engineer to design the foundation. So you wouldn't want to do it on more than one site, and it doesn't sound like we would need to here, but you also wouldn't want to do it until you have a pretty confident idea of where the building would go.
Yeah. My guess, that would be a reimbursable. That would be our next phase.
Yeah. The fire station on one side and a two-story home on the other, I'm pretty sure the ground is solid and stable there.
I wouldn't assume that. You'd be amazed what's built on some pretty poor soils, but you know,
we won't tell
a lot of times
that.
They stay for a long time.
Stan, did you have something?
No.
Sorry, I thought I interrupted. Okay.
Getting close to the end of my questions here. Is there a property survey available?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I don't think we did.
There wasn't one done at closing?
I'd have to check.
I don't remember there being a survey done.
We can certainly look into that. I don't know whether one was done at the time of closing.
Then there was a reference, item number 10 in project objectives, assist in identifying available grants and funding from state and federal programs. Seems a little early in the process to be doing that, but we just kind of wanted to get a sense of what the thoughts were there.
Yeah. Just give you, just to back up, I was talking to Ted. Ted, when I responded to Ted to his request for the RFQ, he came right back and said he was concerned about the scope of work at Vice, the $25,000. So just to explain to you what I explained to Ted is we originally started out under 30B, and we figured, okay, we would have enough to get all the initial data, okay, and all the costs that are involved so that we can go back to the town this May, which isn't going to happen, obviously, and say, okay, we need $500,000 to put in a new building because this is, and we've done all the work. That didn't happen because we began to understand from the, I think, the AG's office that we really needed to go to 7C because we're talking about architects and plans and engineering. So that's how we came up with $25,000. And we were thinking that perhaps we could do as much as we can under that 25, and if we have I can do this, 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 and this for $25,000, and then the rest would be done under some future money that we can ask the citizens for.
Okay. Well, that actually makes a lot of sense because we had a similar concern. It's a lot of scope within a pretty tight fee.
I responded to Ted's request, and 30 seconds later I got this email. Are you kidding me?
And that was, once we had to go to 7C, it just kind of took on a life of their own.
Yeah,
so
I think a similar phrase was uttered in Arsenal. What? But that's why we come here.
To
dig a little deeper and just get an understanding of, okay, what is the goal? What are we trying to accomplish? Where can the scope be crafted a little bit or put off? And like we were just talking about the geotech, is it needed right now?
No.
Not necessarily. No. So, okay. Well, that actually answers most of my questions. Is there an OPM or will there be?
A what?
Okay.
Oh, Clerk of the Works?
Clerk of the Works, yeah.
Oh, okay.
An owner's project manager is someone who is construction, has experience in construction, usually an engineer, perhaps an architect, who represents the owner and makes decisions for the owner, reporting back to the community. And then Clerk of the Works is someone who's on site daily.
Sometimes a dollar amount will dictate whether or not you have to do an OPM. Whether or not this would trip that, I'm not sure.
Then no.
Yeah.
Then the answer is no.
No?
Yeah. No.
I live across the street. I'll watch the project. I'm kidding.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
And I say that jokingly. Obviously, if we as a committee decided that we needed to have a project manager, we would have to look into retaining somebody. We don't have anybody necessarily in-house who'd be competent or qualified to serve in that capacity.
No. So any other questions?
I guess I've talked enough, but Ted Galante is my name, Galante Architecture. So the schedule, Stan, you alluded to a May town meeting, but it sounds like you're going to aim for November. Is that what the thought is?
Our annual meeting is May 30th.
I see. Is there a special that, or are you going to look for next May?
I think probably we could hold a special meeting, depending upon the results.
So the schedule that's listed in here, the 23 weeks, 9 weeks, that's all?
Yeah.
Yes.
The target.
Anyway. Yes, that's the target.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so I don't know, where do you want to go first?
Why don't we go to 56 High Street?
Okay, we'll go right to the site.
Show you the worst first.
I'm going to apologize now. I'm going to have to excuse myself partway through our little tour. I might be able to reconnect after, but I have to go to work for a little bit. Okay, so.
So I'm going to adjourn the meeting.